All right, you ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Hi there. I'm Cliff.
I'm Flick.
And this is Cliffcast. Thank you for downloading episode 12 of Cliffcast. We have a big show for you this week. We've got special rant from the rafters, musical guests, got a story for you. Lots of fun. Stay tuned and we'll tell you all about it as we go.
Wipe out.
And now it's time for a little bit of this.
Here's Cliff with this week's
Rant from the Rafters!
Can you believe it's October already? I was talking to my sister-in-law about the dinner menu a day or two ago. Do we have to serve turkey again, I asked. Feels like we only just finished the leftover Christmas turkey. She chuckled. I guess, you know, unaware of my delusional state, so to speak. Christmas was 10 months ago, silly, she said. It's Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend. I almost fainted. Holy crap. 10 months. I could not believe it. How could practically a whole year pass me by in such a fleeting moment? Am I old? I feel as if I've turned 90 overnight. How else can I explain so swift a passage of time? My granddad used to complain about that a lot, you know. So did my dear old grandma, come to think of it. It's hard to believe, for me anyway, that there was a time when none of that made sense. He used to ask me in September,
"Hey Cliff, when are you getting off for the summer holidays?"
I used to think he was joking. Yeah. Well, now I'm not so sure. When you're young, time seems eternal. I'm sure that's why so many teenagers like to sleep all day. I just like to sleep all day because I'm pathetically aged. But I digress. Kids are never content just being kids. Nope. They're all in such a god-awful hurry to grow up. I know. I was a kid myself once, you know. No, really, it's true. At 6, I longed to have facial hair, a wallet full of credit cards, and my driver's license. Holy poop, what a moron I was. Stay young, kids. Enjoy the blessings of youth while you still can. I know I've been busy working and writing and, well, yeah, I've been doing a little podcasting too, don't you know? Time flies when you're having fun. But time has no right to fly at light speed at my time of life. I'm in my 40s, not my 90s, for heaven's sakes. I saw a guy the other day in a coffee shop. Or was it months ago? Who can tell anymore? Anyway, this guy was sitting across the table from a boy of about 5 or 6. And he was quizzing the little guy on things like college and career aspirations. What the? I wanted to grab the man by the scruff of his neck and say, for Christ's sake, play with the kid. Take him kite flying or something. He's a kid, give him a couple of years to enjoy it. Chances are someday he'll thank you for it. Anyway, that's my little rant for the week. Drop me a line, let me know what you think, okay? Girls and boys, contacting the show is easier than ever. All you have to do is send your email to cliff@cliffcast.com, flick@cliffcast.com, or globug@cliffcast.com. What could be simpler? We're looking forward to hearing from you guys. Oh crap, look at the time. I gotta get to the next segment already. Oh, by the way, if you're from Canada, have a great Thanksgiving Day. But hurry, because it's almost Easter.
Saddle up, partner. Gonna be a long, dusty trail ahead of us. Did you bring your iPod? What? What do you mean they ain't invented it yet? Well then, how the hell are we gonna listen to Cliffcast? I hope you're feeling fit. It's one hell of a long walk home.
Thinking of starting your own podcast? Sure you are. Sign up today for your free account at podomatic.com. Setup is fast and easy, and the community is warm, friendly, and supportive. Hey, if I can do it, you can too. At podomatic.com. Your passport, please. Thank you.
See. Okay.
Next.
From the four corners of the globe and wherever else we managed to dig it up from, this is
Wacky Web News.
Now, here's our rising star, Glowbug, with this week's handy helping of Wacky Web News.
Good evening. Bungling kidnappers drive wrong hostage for 12,000 miles. Beer used as a weapon in gas station heist. Mocking speedster serves prison term. Lego my ego, Kellogg has a waffle shortage. And most haunted house in England up for sale. A kidnapped gang is under arrest in the United States after they abducted the owner of a pet shop and drove him 12,000 miles, not realizing they had kidnapped the wrong man. Ron Peekman, sheriff of Vernon County in Missouri, described the three as bumbling idiots after kidnapping that ended when the victim escaped and raised the alarm. The drama started on Friday morning when the three men approached Jeff Muller, 59, outside his pet shop in New Jersey. They asked him if he was Jeff Muller, and when he replied, yes, they allegedly stunned him with the taser gun before bundling him into the back of a car. Mr. Muller was then driven through the night to the kidnapper's home state of Missouri, being beaten, threatened with a pistol, tasered, and given a black eye. On Saturday morning, the kidnappers had trouble with their car and pulled over by a convenience store near the picturesque Lake Ozark. The captors worked on their car for an hour. Then when two of them went into the shop, Mr. Muller managed to loosen his plastic handcuffs and escaped from the car, shouting to passers-by that he was being kidnapped. His abductors grabbed him, but they were unable to flee before police arrived. Police think the suspects may have been after another Jeff Muller and are investigating whether they were involved in a break-in last November in Missouri in which the homeowner was shot in the hand, apparently also by a gang searching for a Jeff Muller. We were thinking it might be the next Saturday night movie, said Ozark Police Chief Mark Maples. It's that strange, truthfully.
I might just interject here, Glowbug. We at Cliffcast feel it necessary, if not indeed imperative, to issue our listeners with the following advisory. If your name is Muller, or if you are even mildly acquainted with someone of that name, be vigilant and keep a low profile. There are a number of inept and imbalanced individuals about.
Two men in Pueblo, are accused of using an 18-pack case of beer as a weapon while robbing a local loaf and jug convenience store in Colorado. Dominic Lujan, 23, and Demetrio Rivera, 20, are accused of stealing three cases of Bud Light from the store early Saturday. According to police, one of the men used a case of beer to hit the clerk during the theft. The clerk wasn't seriously hurt. Police officers chased the suspects on foot. The affidavit said police found two cases of beer in a backyard. They then went inside and found Lujan and Rivera calmly sitting and enjoying a beer. The men are awaiting court appearances.
You know, just because a recent ad campaign referred to cans of beer as silver bullets, it doesn't really classify them as weapons. What do you suppose are the chances of Bud Light using these two geniuses in their next commercial endorsement?
Don't hold your breath.
Robert Jones, 47,
was filmed grinning and giving the thumbs up sign as he sped past the roadside camera. A court heard Jones believed he would escape prosecution by registering his Renault Clio in the name of his 13-year-old daughter. Jones then openly mocked the speed camera set up in a 30-mile-per-hour zone outside a village school. The roadside speed camera took six photographs of Jones grinning and waving as he sped past. Michael Jones, the prosecuting attorney, said, "When he received the notices, he did his utmost to deceive his way out of the driving ban. He registered the car in his daughter's name and then also invented a person or persons whom he claimed were in possession of the car at the time of the infractions. Jones contacted the police stating he had sold the vehicle to an unknown person in a pub. He denied being the person pictured in the vehicle for all six offences, but agreed that the woman in the back seat bore a striking resemblance to his ex-wife. His lies came at a considerable cost to the police, both financially and in man-hours. Jones of South Wales admitted speeding and perverting the course of justice. He was clocked outside the comprehensive school between October the 31st and November the 8th, between speeds of 40 and 49 miles per hour. The judge jailed him for 4 months, saying the case was an example to the public. Jones was also disqualified for driving for 6 months.
Smart guy, hey? I can understand stretching the truth a little to get out of the odd speeding ticket, but taunting the police as you fly past their cameras is just a work of pure genius. Way to go, buddy. Stay tuned, folks, and we'll be back right after this.
Good day, this is Sean Connery. Sure, I like to drink martinis and shag beautiful women, but my favorite pastime is listening to Cliffcast. It's very classy.
So, me and some of the boys were having a chat, and we think it would be absolutely smashing if you were to tune in to Cliffcast. Lovely program, lovely, lovely stuff. Oh, these boys are good. They're going places, you know. Cliffcast, home for all of society's best. Don't you agree?
Kellogg Company says there will be a nationwide shortage of a popular Eggo frozen waffles until early next year because of interruptions in production at two of the four plants that make them. The company's Atlanta plant was shut down for an undisclosed period by a September storm that dumped historic amounts of rain in the area. Meanwhile, several production lines at its largest bakery in Roseville, Tennessee, are closed indefinitely for repairs. Company spokeswoman Chris Charles said in an email, "It will take until the middle of 2011 before shelves around the country are stocked and pre-shutdown levels." Already customers are noticing near-empty Eggo shelves in the freezer aisle at many grocery stores. Stay-at-home mum Joy Resignity says she bought one of the last two boxes of Eggos at the Walmart in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania, on Monday. "The frozen waffles are a favorite of her four-year-old daughter, Julia. We have eight of them, and if we ration those, maybe we have half an Eggo in one sitting. Then it'll last longer," said Rosinti. who blogs about being a mother. I told my husband that maybe I need to put them on eBay. Charles didn't know how long the Atlanta plant was shut down, but said that it backs at full production now. The existing stock of Eggos will be distributed nationally based on stores' sales histories of the waffles, Charles said. We are working around the clock to restore Eggos store inventories to normal levels as quickly as possible, she wrote in the email. Eggo first hit the shelves in 1960, and its cult followed grew in the following years. Kellogg started using the famous slogan, Lego my Eggo, in 1972. For years, the waffles have been a staple for busy mums and college students looking for a quick breakfast. This week, news of the shortage spread quickly on Twitter as shoppers reported not being able to find the breakfast food. Fans of Eggos lamented their scarcity on the waffles Facebook page, which has more than 400 members. Eggos are also made at plants in San Jose, California and Blue Anchor, New Jersey.
No Eggos? Should we declare a global emergency, Globuck? Mobilize the troops. Post haste. That's a disaster. Millions of homes in the U.S. are being forced to have toast or pancakes for breakfast. Forget the homeless and disaster relief funds. There are waffle shortages here, people.
Hey, Cliff, let go my Eggo.
That's mine. Give it back.
The whispers of children, strange apparitions, furniture moving on its own, for people who are thrilled by the paranormal, a property in England could become your personal haunted house. Portsmouth City Council has put Wymarine Manor on an auction block. Wymarine Manor is touted as Britain's most haunted property. The council is hoping to sell the property for $600,000. This is a property of some renown for being haunted, so there is a fair chance the future owner may use it as a guest house because of the novelty factor attached to it. The building belonged to King Edward the Confessor in 1042 and to King William the Conqueror after the Battle of Hastings in 1066 until 1084. It is listed in the Domesday Book, a survey of properties and information from 1086. The website says there have been sightings of a man hanging from the tree in the yard, a woman dressed in a violet dress standing at the end of a bed, a man known as Reckless Roddy who was killed in the laneway, and the ghost of a nun with her hands dripping blood. The house has also been featured on the British paranormal documentary reality television show Most Haunted.
Whoa, that sounds like a very saleable property, doesn't it? Throw in a quick sand moat and giant rolling boulders in the master suite, and you've got yourself a first-rate amusement park there. Well, thanks for doing the news again this week, Glowbuck. Hope you have a lovely week. We'll see you probably in 2 weeks' time, as I understand.
2 weeks, unless I win a lot of money and I take off on a cruise.
Yeah, Glowbug's off to sunny Las Vegas, and she's going to come back.
Make my fortune.
Absolutely wealthy, and then we won't be able to afford her.
Or I might just add to help to their economy.
Well, there we go.
Whichever way, whatever happens, I'll enjoy it.
Either it's going to be charity or you're going to thoroughly enjoy yourself.
Right.
Well, we're going to miss you around here, but have a great trip, Glowbug.
See you later.
Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of
Wacky Weird News.
Take you on. Mighty Whispers with their song, Thanks. Yeah, thanks, guys.
For all the best in Podsafe music, you need look no further than musicalley.com. Music Alley, the best in new music from the creators of Mevio.com. That's Mevio.com.
Anything to declare, sir?
What do you mean?
Well, are you bringing anything into the next segment?
Nah, I can't be bothered, really.
Next!
Cliffcast, in cooperation with CliffLewis.com, presents Storytime. The Swing by Clifton Lewis. That old rusty swing set has seen far better days. Three wooden planks that comprise the seat are stripped bare of paint, a result of years of constant erosion. I gingerly test its stability with the palm of an outstretched hand, then add the other for good measure. Embarrassed, I peer all around me on the lookout for potential witnesses, and finding none, I park my behind on worn planks, feeling very foolish indeed. I rock gently at first, my feet still planted firmly on the ground. The chains squeak, and the metal framework protests slightly, but the structure miraculously holds. It holds firm despite my 190 plus pounds of midlife spread. I lift my heels and set the swing in motion. It is a liberating experience, and losing myself in the moment, I kick out, attaining steadily higher altitude with each pass. I am suddenly transported to heady, play-acting days of youth, a time and place where I could be anything I wanted to be. One minute I'd be hang-gliding off the north face of Mount Everest. The next, I was Superman, courageous defender of truth and justice, soaring high over the city in search of wrongdoers. I sat out a whoop of exhilaration, and release the chains first with one, then finally with both hands. In my mind, I'm staring down from my perch high above the high top. The crowd hushes as the world-famous trapeze artist prepares to dazzle them with my death-defying finale. A drum roll, a rush of air as I tumble through time and space, and then resounding applause. I have flawlessly performed the terrifying triple somersault without the safety net. Delicious delirium in full flight. Real time passes unchecked as I relive a wondrous piece of my childhood, but I slowly come down to earth as my feet instinctively anchor themselves back on terra firma. My adult foibles and responsibilities once more draped uneasily across weary shoulders, I stand and stroll slowly across the parking lot. An elderly woman who has been partially concealed behind a tall stand of conifers sits tempting the pigeons with a slab of stale bread. She looks up and smiles at me knowingly as I pass on by. I smile meekly and walk on, busily contemplating my life and devising the next conquest. Copyright 2006, Clifton J. Lewis.
And that's it for story time. Thanks for listening, guys. Hopefully we'll have something that whets your appetite again next time. Ciao.
Wipe out.
And now, jokes of the week.
Jokes of the week.
Oh, now that's funny.
That's not funny.
Okay, welcome to Jokes of the Week, folks. Policeman was interrogating three blondes who were training to become detectives. To test their skills in recognizing a suspect, he shows the first blonde a picture for 5 seconds, then hides it. "This is your suspect," he says. "How would you recognize him?" The first blonde answers, "That's easy. We'll catch him fast because he only has one eye." Policeman says, "Well, that's because the picture shows his profile." Slightly flustered by this ridiculous response, he flashes the picture for 5 seconds at the second blonde and asks her, "This is your suspect. How would you recognize him?" The second blonde giggles, flips her hair and says, "Huh, he'd be too easy to catch because he only has one ear." The policeman angrily responds, "What's the matter with you two? Of course only one eye and one ear are showing because it's a picture of his profile. It's a side view. Is that the best answer you can come up with?" Extremely frustrated by this point, he shows the picture to the third blonde and in a very testy voice asks, "This is your suspect. How would you recognize him?" He quickly adds, "Think hard before giving me some stupid answer." The blonde looks at the picture intently for a moment and says, The suspect wears contact lenses. The policeman is surprised, and he's speechless, because he really doesn't know at this point himself if the suspect wears contacts or not. That's an interesting answer. He leaves the room, goes to his office, checks the suspect's file, comes back with a beaming smile on his face. Wow! I can't believe it, it's true. The suspect does, in fact, wear contact lenses. Good work. Now you're going to have to tell me, how were you able to make such an astute observation? That's easy, the blonde replies. He can't wear regular glasses because he only has one eye and one ear. In the pre-Thanksgiving rush, we have received an early weather report from our in-house weather reporters. This is one you should be sure to email your mum. Turkeys will thaw in the morning, then warm in the oven to an afternoon high near 190 degrees Fahrenheit. The kitchen will turn hot and humid, and if you bother the cook, be ready for a severe squall or cold shoulder. During the late afternoon and evening, the cold front of a knife will slice through the turkey, causing an accumulation of 1 to 2 inches on plates. Mashed potatoes will drift across one side, while cranberry sauce creates slippery spots on the other. Please pass the gravy. A Weight Watch and indigestion warning have been issued for the entire area. With increased stuffiness around the beltway during the evening, the turkey will diminish and taper off to leftovers, dropping to a low of 34 degrees Fahrenheit. Looking ahead to Friday and Saturday, high pressure to eat sandwiches will be established. Flurries of leftovers can be expected both days with a 50% chance of scattered soup late in the day. We expect a warming trend where soup develops. By early next week, eating pressure will be low as the only wish left will be the bone. Guy goes to pick up his date for the evening. She's not ready yet, so he has to sit in the living room with her parents. He has a bad case of gas and really needs to relieve some pressure. At that time, the family dog jumps up on the couch next to him. He decides that he can let a little fart out, and if anyone notices, they'll think the dog did it. He farts and the woman yells, "Spot, get down from there." The guy thinks, great, they think the dog did it. He releases another fart, and the woman again yells for the dog to get down. This goes on for a couple more farts. Finally, the woman yells, "Damn it, Spot! Get down before he shits on you!" Arthur was sitting outside his local pub one day, enjoying a quiet pint and generally feeling good about himself, when a nun suddenly appears at his table and starts decrying the evils of drink. "You should be ashamed of yourself, young man. Drinking is a sin. Alcohol is the blood of the devil." Now Arthur gets pretty annoyed about this and goes on the offensive. "How do you know, sister?" "My mother superior told me so." "But have you ever had a drink yourself? How can you be sure that what you're saying is right?" "Don't be ridiculous. Of course I've never taken a drop of alcohol myself." "Then let me buy you a drink. If you still believe afterwards that it's evil, I'll give up drink for life. How could I, a nun, sit outside this public house drinking? Think how it'll look. I know. I'll get the barman to put it in a teacup for you. Then no one will know. The nun reluctantly agrees. So Arthur goes inside to the bar. Another pint for me and a triple vodka on the rocks. Then he lowers his voice and says to the barman, And could you put the vodka in a teacup? The barman looks at him for a second. Oh no. It's not that drunken nun again, is it? Every night after dinner, a man took off for the local tavern. He spent the whole evening there and arrived home very drunk around midnight each night. He always had trouble getting his key into the keyhole and getting the door open. His wife, waiting up for him, would go to the door and let him in. Then she would proceed to yell and scream at him for his constant nights out and coming home in a drunken state. But Harry continued his nightly routine. One day, the wife was talking to a friend about her husband's behavior and was particularly distraught by it all. The friend listened to her and then said, Why don't you treat him a little differently? When he comes home, instead of berating him, why don't you give him some loving words and welcome him home with a kiss? That might change his ways. The wife thought that might be a good idea. That night, Harry took off again after dinner, and about midnight he arrived home in his usual condition. His wife heard him at the door and quickly went to it, opened the door and let Harry in. This time, instead of berating him, as she always had done in the past, she took his arm, led him into the living room, sat him down in an easy chair, put his feet up on the ottoman, and took his shoes off. Then she went behind him, started to cuddle him a little, and after a little while she said to him, It's pretty late, dear. I think we'd better go upstairs to bed now, don't you think? At that, Harry replied in his inebriated state, I guess we might as well. I'll be getting in trouble with the stupid wife when I get home anyway. And guess what, folks? That's it for Jokes of the Week. We'll see you again next week with hopefully a whole barrel full of new funnies. Ciao for now. With any luck, you've just been laughing along with...
Jokes of the Week.
Jokes of the Week.
Oh, now that's funny.
That's not funny.
Half empty, my life is on hold. Where are the sidewalks paved in pure gold? The girl on the corner looks worse off than me. She's waiting for John. Living angry, just walking on Main Street, wearing a frown. Just walking on Main Street, it's getting me down. Out limousine, rush hour traffic, all making the scene. could offer me greener grass. Walking on Main Street, wearing a frown. Walking on Main Street is getting me down. Walking on Main Street, wearing a frown. Walking on Main Street is getting me down. But dreaming is dreaming. I've gotta be me. Can't dream forever. Got places to be. The dreaming is dreaming. I've gotta be me. Can't dream forever. Got places to be. Walking on Main Street, wearing a frown.
That's Walking on Main Street by some bum called Cliff Lewis. Oh, wait a second, that's me. Well, you know what? We have just come to the end of show number 12. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Special thanks to Glowbug with her stellar performance on the news again. Good luck and have a great time in Vegas. To my old pal, the Flickster, who's a little under the weather right now. Hope you're feeling better soon, buddy. Just hang in there. Keep taking the tablets. And to all of my fantastic, wonderful listeners, I'm sending you guys a big, warm cyber hug. Be safe. Keep warm. Because I don't know where you are, but where I am, it's starting to get a little chilly out there. Be happy, 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 and keep smiling. We'll see you again next week. Bye-bye. See ya. Yes.